Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Empowerment Radio. I am your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, how she says it so beautifully, and Friedemann Schaub. And I welcome you to this hour of empowerment where we are tackling important daily issues that somehow make us feel maybe more anxious, smaller, maybe make us feel powerless and stuck. And one by one, we are addressing those issues and finding breakthrough solutions for them. And so today we are tackling a big one, which is procrastination, to do or not to do. Now, if you have any problems with procrastination or you have any questions about anyone who has issues with procrastination, why don't you call at 888-418-6890. Again, that's 888-418-6890. Or just ask a question in the chat box on the website, Transformation Talk Radio. And then we will address whatever questions or insights you have gained about procrastination. Now, let's first find out, are you a procrastinator? What do you do when you are dealing with a deadline, for example? Let's say getting the taxes done, or a project at work, or buying a gift for your mom. Are you waiting for the last minute? Or are you just in general putting the head in the sand and you don't want to think about it? Are you cleaning the refrigerator or declutter the garage so you do the right things, just not for the right reasons? That's what I used to do whenever I was having to study for my exams in medical school. I was usually having a very, very clean house because somehow I was a master in procrastination. If you find yourself looking at your list of intentions for this week, maybe you don't have a list, maybe you don't have a list, but if you think about that, you may have had already ideas of what you want to get accomplished. And you had all those good ideas and intentions, and like going to the gym, call your parents, maybe get a head start with work. But now at the end of the day, you find, nope, nothing got done. We are midway through and you still haven't checked anything on, off, not on. Chances are you are a procrastinator. And what I wonder, and this is something to let you off the hook, are we all procrastinators? Are we just creating more and more a society of procrastinators? Now, you may say, no, I'm not a procrastinator because I'm totally busy. I'm working all the time, so I'm not procrastinating. Well, guess what? You can be a procrastinator, but you may be a procrastinator who is covering up your procrastination by being very busy. And we get to this in a moment. Why I'm wondering if our society is becoming more and more into the habit of procrastination is that one of the hallmarks of procrastination is to look for distraction and instant gratification. And maybe this is exactly what we're doing more and more. I mean, looking back at when I grew up, it certainly changed in many ways how easily we can distract ourselves, how easily we can spend our time with things that make us feel comfortable and happy without really having to take responsibility for ourselves, our relationship, or our lives? You know, why is it that we have 200 channels on TV? Why is there every day now a sports event where in the past it was only on the weekends? Why does McDonald's offer now breakfast all day long? And why do tablets and smartphones become our best friends? Why is it that we are not really looking for engagement in life, but more for distraction? Is it because we don't want to face our lives, our problems, our challenges, our opportunities? Is it that we don't want to face ourselves? So when you think about it, have you been procrastinating to really get your life to the next level? Have you been procrastinating to get your health really back on track? Have you been procrastinating about your relationships? Maybe you know that you're not really in good terms with your spouse or with your family, or maybe there's something about a friend that you know he's really struggling, but somehow you don't go there. You don't want to connect. You don't feel like that you're ready, or you have all these excuses and all these reasons why not. So when you think about how procrastination has affected your life, how you may have put your dreams on hold, how you may have not really allowed yourself to have what you want, you may find out that procrastination may be a bigger issue than you have realized. And this is the chance. This is the moment where you may learn to understand more. Where does my procrastination come from? Why am I doing it in the first place? And what can I do to overcome it? Because ultimately, that's why we're here. We're not here just to look at problems and scratch our heads about it, but it's really about what can we do? How can we see problems as possibilities and opportunities to ultimately grow and empower ourselves? But let's think about first the negative consequences of procrastination, as I just mentioned, because that's one of the things I personally felt really, over time, was exactly what happened with me. The more I procrastinated, as I said, medical school or before when I was in high school, I was like a last minute student in many ways. And the more I procrastinated, the more I said, I know I need to do it, but let's focus on something else. I don't want to think about it. The more I did this, the more I felt that I somehow felt less confident. The more I felt insecure about myself, the more I noticed that those tasks I haven't done, the things that I just pushed aside, became bigger and bigger. And at the end, at some point, they were just feeling too big. And then you feel paralyzed and you don't even want to go there. Now, part of the reason why procrastination is gradually the undermining confidence, gradually getting to you into a state of stress, anxiety, and some studies say even that procrastination can lead to unemployment. The reason is that when you procrastinate, before you have procrastinated, you have made some kind of a decision. You had some kind of an intention, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to apply for a new job, I'm going to study more, or I just gonna, go to the gym and get in better shape. All of those kind of good intentions you had. And then again, you got into the avoidance mode, just not wanting to deal with it, not wanting to take care of it, somehow trying to forget about it. Now your mind, especially the deeper part of your mind, is watching you, is watching how you were going back on your word. And if you are going back on your word, that basically means that you cannot be trusted, that you are a person who is just like the contractor who says, I'm going to come tomorrow and doesn't show up for 2 weeks. You're just like one of those people who says, oh, yeah, I'm going to pay you, and then the check never arrives. when you say you're gonna do something and then you don't, you basically prove to yourself that you are not a person you can have confidence in. And if your word doesn't matter, whose word can matter? This is why procrastination is not just a nice little habit that we do, a little self-sabotaging thing that, we can smile about at times because we find ourselves, you know, eating a pint of ice cream rather than going for a walk like we promised ourselves. But in the end, the bigger problem is that procrastination is holding us back from growing. It's holding us back from building a greater and stronger foundation of self. And it's certainly something that keeps us in many ways small in our lives unfulfilled. So that's now the playing field. That is the issue. When we come back, we will address how we can overcome procrastination and what are the four forms of procrastination and where do they come from in the first place. So if you have any questions, call in 888-418-6890 or go to the chat box.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back. to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and today we are talking about procrastination. And I won't procrastinate about announcing how you can find out more about me, my work, my book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, seminars I'm offering, individual sessions I'm offering. You can go to thefearandanxietysolution.com, thefearandanxietysolution.com, and there you can find a lot of resources about how to overcome anxiety, insecurity, how to build confidence. There is a section on all the radio shows that I have been hosting and co-hosting since the last 10 years, and a lot of other things that may interest you, and of course also a form that you can fill out to get a free consultation, Skype or phone, if you're interested in the personal one-on-one breakthrough and empowerment program I'm offering for people all over the globe. So no matter where you are, you certainly can work on fear and anxiety, on issues that disempower you on a deeper level, and the level of the root cause, the level of the subconscious mind. We talked about procrastination before and how it can be just really devastating for a person to live with procrastination. And one aspect that we won't address today, but which is certainly also connected to procrastination, is addiction. Ultimately, addiction is a form of procrastination, a form of looking for an escape, for some kind of a joy, pleasure, a sense of feeling better and not having to deal with whatever problems are there. And there is certainly something that also, you know, the more we are dealing with anxiety, the more life feels overwhelming, the more there are challenges we feel powerless about, the higher the rates of addiction, the higher the rates of consuming, whether it's now more and more pot or marijuana or alcohol or anything like this, we just have to be aware of it. These are all forms of removing ourselves from being engaged and empowered in our life and ending up in procrastination. Now, I talked about the four forms of procrastination, and one of the things that I mentioned before, I certainly did do, because sitting at home and doing nothing wasn't really acceptable when I grew up. So it was about doing the right things for the wrong reasons, meaning you just find something else to do. You have to write an email instead. You clean up your desk. You feel like it's time to make that call that you have been avoiding, and instead you wash the car. There's just this trying to divert your attention, still getting something done, still feeling like, yeah, it was productive, but really not taking care of that, what you need to take care of. You know, some people know the 80-20 rule, and if not, read it up. This is a very good a form of understanding of procrastination. Now, this is, by the way, the reason why I said, if you are someone who feels always busy and is always, you know, doing something, that doesn't mean that you're not also a procrastinator, but you may procrastinate around self-care, around things that bring you joy, around things that are for you. A lot of women, a lot of mothers are like that. They are really taking care impeccably of everyone else. They are running around. As soon as the kids are coming home, they are only there for them, helping them with the homework, cooking dinner for the father that comes home in the evening. But they have no time, and of course, also no real motivation to take care of themselves. And that self-care, whether it's just, you know, going to maybe get the pedicure or a haircut or to the gym, is pushed aside. That's a form of procrastination on a busy level. And then there is also the instant gratification that I already mentioned as another form, where you just don't look for the long-term goals. You're just looking for that, what you right now can do to make yourself feel better, which is the watching TV or cruising, surfing the internet, or also, again, just self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. Some people procrastinate just by feeling paralyzed. They just feel like helpless. They completely avoid. They just want to not think about it and put the head under the blanket and cannot move, which is also a form of procrastination, but it's maybe the form that makes you feel the most powerless. And then the fourth form of procrastination is this full denial, where you're basically just telling yourself, you know, I can do it tomorrow. No problem. I have enough time. It's not hard. This is something for the people that just believe that they work better under pressure, that they do a better job when they're anxious than when they are relaxed. So these form of procrastinations may be forms you can also discover with you. And I know it sounds terrible. It sounds like, oh my God, you know, I'm basically hurting myself all the time. And some people may even be judgmental and say, well, I'm plainly lazy. That's really bad. But it's not. Procrastination has nothing to do with laziness. Procrastination falls into the survival pattern of avoidance. And avoidance ultimately is about protection. Procrastination is also something we have learned. Usually it's coming from somewhere in the past where we have learned that the avoidance of any kind of negative consequences through procrastination is better than going for it, taking a risk or taking any kind of responsibility. And then there is a fear behind it, which brings me to the reasons why we procrastinate. If we know why we do something, then we can also find a way to stop doing it, because we just need to address those reasons that make us do that procrastination. Well, of course, the first obvious reason is the fear of failure. A lot of people procrastinate because they just are afraid of getting a no, or getting judged or criticized, or making a change. This is interesting when people want to, for example, lose weight, and they procrastinate around losing weight. And so when you go deeper, what is it? Well, I have tried so many times and it never has worked. That's a very common reason. But then there is also the fear of the consequent. What happens if I lose weight? What happens if I then go out there and start dating again? And what happens if I get hurt? Or what happens if I get the wrong attention from the wrong people? What happens if my loved ones don't like me to change? So there are all these fears that can be underneath the procrastination. Another one is the fear of the perfectionist, to never being able to do it exactly right. The perfectionist, of course, wants to do it 100%, and then there is a fear of, what if I can't? And so the perfectionist says rather all or nothing, and often gets stuck in that paralysis of analysis, thinking too much about how can I reach this perfect goal, and since it's not reachable, because life isn't about perfection. Since it's not reachable, the perfectionist often also procrastinates. Then there is the fear of the imposter. You know, if you are finding yourself in a situation where you somehow got a promotion, or you somehow did something really well and people really liked it and you felt good about it, but it was a one-time thing. And then you wonder, can I do it again? Or can I live up to those expectations? Or do I really feel like I was just lucky and now I have to prove myself, but they're going to find out I'm not good enough? Of course, that fear can also make you procrastinate and not want to really deal with that potential risk of failing. Another very common reason for procrastination is overwhelm, simply putting too much on the plate. And the plate can be so high that at some point you just feel like, oh my God, I don't know where to start. That elephant is too big and you don't know where to take the first bite. And that's also something we need to understand when we procrastinate. Is it simply that we have just lost sight? We're not able to create some kind of a priority in our to-do lists. And so then we see just so much to do that the weight just makes us break down and stop before we even take the first step. Another reason to procrastinate is that dread. If you feel somehow, I don't want to, I bring up the gym again because it's a very common reason to procrastinate, but if you feel like, I don't like to go to the gym, well, maybe there is also a reason because you don't like that gym. Maybe you don't like the people in the gym. Maybe you don't like your routine because it's plainly boring. Maybe there is also something about that every time you go to the gym, you hurt yourself and it's painful and you just feel like, no, I don't want to do this to myself. Dread or pain or anything that is a negative consequence of doing that what you're supposed to do can also create that sense of procrastination. Well, there are ways to get around it and beyond it, and we'll talk about it later on. Then there are two more reasons. One is the procrastination because you may be a hidden rebel. You may be the person who says, you know, I don't want to do anymore what people tell me to do. If I should, I don't. And I know someone very personally who is exactly like that. This person functions better if you say, don't do it, than if you say, do it, because there is also something about that inner resistance to doing that what's expected to do. And then the last reason I think that you also probably find in yourself is the deservedness, especially when it comes to taking care of yourself. Many people are procrastinating of self-care, taking that trip that they really, really wanted to do, visiting the friend that they have missed for a long time, and doing something like a coaching session for themselves, or just, you know, going to it back to school and improving the career for themselves because they feel, no, I need to first take care of others. I need to first do my obligations and duties to those that depend on me. And they are putting their self-care, their ultimately happiness on hold and procrastinate about it. So if you find that your procrastination falls in any of those patterns, let's see after the break how we can break through those patterns and how we can find ways to overcome procrastination.
Let's get it started. In here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the
tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side. Everybody here, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, come on. Get it started, get it started.
Get it started. I love that song. Thanks, Justin. This is awesome. Certainly one way to overcome procrastination, just to get it started. One of my teachers that I just really enjoyed in my life, Yogi Bhajan, who was also the founder of Kundalini Yoga, he always said that when you feel just the pressure, and the pressure is make you procrastinate, just take the first step. Do one step forward and that pressure is off. And in many ways, I have experienced the wisdom in that and the truth in that. Now, we talked about before the break that procrastination has different forms and different reasons. Now, you know, the million-dollar question is, what can you do about it? How can we overcome it? And just knowing the reasons in itself already is a good start. But one of the first steps I like to do whenever there is a behavior and any kind of pattern that doesn't really serve us, just to think about, how do I get there? How do I know it is time for me to procrastinate? Because procrastination is a choice. You know, it's something that you do on a regular basis. And so how do you get there and what happens? So you may have an idea, you may have an intention, you have the plan, and then you stop, it gets derailed, you put it on hold. And what needs to happen in between that plan or that intention and the not executing it? And that's something that's really interesting, because you will see if you really either backtrack or you watch yourself doing it, just saying, okay, I want to observe. I want to see what I do, how I do procrastination. And if you're good at it, you're going to see masterful procrastination. And so what are the tricks of the trade? How do you get there? And what you may find out is that you are usually using some language, some thoughts are popping up from nowhere that stop you. Maybe there is a thought of, oh, you can't do that. It's not going to work out. Oh, that's too hard. Oh, no, let's do it tomorrow. We can do it tomorrow. There is enough time. I'm not feeling like it. I don't think it's the right thing for me, or it's not today, or, oh, if I'm going to do it, other people think it's crazy. And you can see there are a lot of maybe negative thoughts, little excuses, little naysayers, or maybe really like full-blown judges that may stop you. And again, this is not a thought that you're conjuring up. This is usually a thought that bubbles up from the subconscious into your conscious mind. Okay, so that's one thing to look at. So what are my thoughts and what am I going to do with those thoughts? Am I just letting those thoughts pretty much be my command and I'm going to do what they tell me? Or am I questioning those thoughts and ideally redirecting those thoughts? Another thing that may happen is that you have an image coming up. Maybe an image from a memory where you did something and then you failed, or you tried something and then, you know, you get criticized for it, or you have tried to go for something for a while, like, you know, eating healthy or hanging out with your friends or getting early to bed or, you know, a good habit. and then it failed. And then you procrastinated about following through. And that image may come in, maybe even an image that shows you in your mind as a failure, as a loser. That may really stop you. And it can also be that you're feeling simply small, too small for this world, too small for all the mountains of tasks that have been looming over you, too small to really make an impact. All of those things, whether it's the thoughts, the images, or maybe just a feeling of dread, a feeling of tiredness, a feeling of exhaustion, a feeling of antsiness and nervousness, all of those things are the triggers that get you then to make the decision to procrastinate. Now, I invite you for a whole week just to take note and go full on into the procrastination. Enjoy it as long as it's lasting. You're going to change it, but for right now, go into the awareness phase and just wonder, how am I doing it? And then we'll go to the next step. How can you then, from the doing it to not doing it, how can you get there? How can you procrastinate procrastination? Another point of awareness is also to get an idea about what is the reason why I'm procrastination. And we talked about those reasons before, but it's something just to look again. Am I really finding the procrastination as this little relief for the fear that I'm having, or that sense of life is so dull, watching 2 hours of TV rather than taking care of the house feels so much better? Just notice the reasons and then ask yourself also, what's in it for you? So if you ask yourself, what do I get out of not doing what I'm intending to do? What do I get out of just decompressing or just postponing or just head in the sanding? Whatever those things are, what do I get out of it? And some people may say, well, even I'm asking myself this, peace would come up, or a sense of relief, or a sense of numbness, or maybe some joy or pleasure, or in the moment when you do something that you procrastinate about, you may feel, that you procrastinate with, let's say you're playing a video game, you may feel better about yourself than when you have to study for your exams. So just be aware of also that, so that you know, okay, there is a driving force. There is a reward. There's something that keeps this procrastination going. So I need to find a way to make that emotion that makes me stop procrastinating much stronger than that, what is the reward of procrastination. And that is the word motivation. Because obviously when you are procrastinated, you're motivated to avoid whatever you want to avoid and do whatever you choose to do at that time. So your motivation to follow through, your motivation to get done what you were intending to do, is not as strong as the motivation to avoid it. So how can you make this motivation of doing and following through and taking responsibility and taking care of yourself, how can you make that motivation stronger? Well, there are a few things you may want to think about. One is, of course, also to ask yourself, what's in it for me when I do it? You know, sometimes we're doing things or we're having intentions, not because we want to, because we think we have to. You know, this can be about advancing at work. We are thinking, you know, this is expected from us, but we don't really want to. It's not really something we are seeing a purpose in. Or it may be about taking care of your health or just looking better, going to the store and buying a new shirt just because, you know, you may have this shirt for the last 10 years and you never changed it. Well, it may be something that you don't see the benefit in because you never thought about it. It may feel more, oh, this is something that, my spouse wants, my parents want, but I don't really feel it. Well, have you thought about it? Have you thought about what's in it for you when you do this? When you look in the mirror and you feel better about yourself? When you take a challenge of progressing at work and you go for it and you're seeing how you are actually making advances and how you have success? Have you thought about the long-term consequences of following through? Chances are you haven't. So make up a big, nice, juicy picture of what you can get from following through. And then also ask yourself, who am I doing this for? You know, if you feel like, you know, my bedroom is a clutter room, I really feel like I barely make it to bed, but you never really clean up. Is that because you still have maybe your nagging mother in your ears that said, oh, you should clean up. Why don't you clean up your room? Why is it a pigsty? Rather than asking yourself, well, what if this having a zen and more calm environment would be good for me? What if this is what I'm choosing to do now, rather than having still to do something because someone tells me to? Same thing with a gym. Are you just doing this for you to feel better in your body, to be happier, to feel more flexible, to enjoy your muscles? Or are you doing this because you're feeling like, oh, other people think I'm, you know, out of shape, or I'm looking old, or whatever those reasons are? Just make sure that you find motivation for yourself, that you know this is me and this is for me and not for someone else. When we come back, we're going to find out more of the ways for you to overcome procrastination. Stay tuned. I am your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. All girls all over the world. Original King Julian for the girls, man. I love how all the girls, I love to move their body.
To Empowerment Radio. We are talking about procrastination, and James was sending on the chat box a question, which I think quite a few of you probably can relate to. The question is, my dad simply keeps putting off going to his doctor for what I'm sure is a real issue with his health. He always finds an excuse. What can I do or say to get his focus on this and stop procrastinating? Well, that's an excellent question. And I think this is a classic example of fear stopping your father from going to the doctor, because most likely he is afraid of finding out that he is ill and that, you know, there may have been some treatments that he needs or anything like that. So he puts the head in the sand. Now, of course, his health is his right. But what I would suggest for you is to really tell him also that he has a responsibility to his children. You love him. I don't know if there is a mother, but I'm sure she's also, you know, concerned and loves him. And that not going to the doctor is not only something that is selfish. It actually is also hurting you, just like it potentially is hurting him. So having a little bit of frank discussion on that, putting it off is putting his health certainly into risk, but also it is creating anxiety and stress and worry and potential pain for all the people that care about him. And we do have responsibility for each other. And we have certainly also responsibility to take care of our health. And there may be nothing, because your father may create more problems by worrying about it and procrastinating, because procrastination doesn't make his fears and worries go away. They're still there. But by procrastinating, he certainly increases them somehow subconsciously and potentially creates more health problems than by just facing it and being the person who can be also a good role model for his children. Just being a man who says, I can face the challenges and I believe I can find a way to deal with them. Have a conversation, and I hope that the findings will be completely benign and that he is okay. Now, this brings me to other things we can do about procrastination. And one of those things is, as we talked about before, just not going into the have-tos or into the shoulds, but more really coming from a place, well, if I follow through with what I said to do, can I do this for a bigger purpose? Can I do this for the purpose of being the person that becomes very reliable, the person who becomes self-empowered, the person who is no longer a flake, but instead someone who can others really always depend on? Can I just see this overcoming of procrastination as an opportunity to also overcome the fears, the anxieties, the limiting beliefs, the stories I'm telling myself, why something is scary and why something is to be avoided, and really learn to address life, to engage in life from a greater sense of self-worth and self-belief? So rather than saying procrastination is the habit break, can you see it as the jumping board to get you to the next level, to deal with that procrastination in a way that you would say, I'm doing this out of the desire to increase my self-love, to increase my sense of self-empowerment, to ultimately grow beyond it and grow from it? Because then you don't see procrastination or whatever you push aside, this intention you had that never really came to fruition, you don't see those as the major focus. You see a bigger picture. And the bigger picture is to just use this as your opportunity to expand and become a more fully self-reliant, self-actualized person. Now, another really powerful aspect about overcoming procrastination is to know the power of the word. Now, there are two things. One, I already mentioned before, when you say you're going to do something, see it as almost like a sacred commitment to yourself. See it as being your own servant, having discipline with your words, being your own disciple and saying, I follow through because I deserve to follow through on what I say. I want to be able to rely on myself. The other aspect of the power of the word is that aspect of using words that take the wind out of the need to procrastinate. And often we use words of I should, I have to, I need, all those words that get you right into the corner of procrastination, because there is immediately the feeling of I don't want to, this is hard, this is too much. And so choose words when you set an intention that get you motivated and that get you in a sense of choice. I want to. I desire. I choose. This is what my plan is. I enjoy. Just use words with your intentions that make it more something that is about you and that brings you some kind of benefit and fulfillment than seeing it just as an obligation and a task. And sometimes maybe that will be harder, because what you need to do is really something you don't enjoy, but you can at least choose to do it, because we always have a choice. Now, I want to also help you with a little imagery. So just close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery. And see that when you have closed your eyes, that procrastination is a choice. There is a moment, as we talked about, where you can choose to either procrastinate or to move on that track that you chose to move on. So I want you just to see this fork in the road right now. And just instead of going onto this autopilot and feeling like, you know, I already know where I'm landing, which is right in front of the TV with the remote control in my hand, just see that you now have a choice with the left path leading to that couch, that sofa, to that procrastination place. And the right is the path where you stay committed and you stay focused on whatever you intend to do, whatever you choose to follow through with. Now, watch yourself first take the left path and just go it all through the end to the procrastination, and then also to the consequence of what will happen if you continue to procrastinate. What will happen if you continue to not do what you told yourself to do, what you know would be better for you to do. And just see how that feels. Maybe you can see how much pain you would cause yourself, and maybe you would see also how much pain you could cause others. And then bring yourself back to the fork and look at the right side. And watch yourself taking that right place, that right path, and just see how you would take a step-by-step approach, going through the process of accomplishing what you have set out to do. And imagine how that would feel. Seeing yourself maybe in the glow of victory, of success. Seeing the people around you happy and joyful for what you have done and how you have been able to reach these goals. Seeing your life maybe more open with more possibilities. Just notice that you have, before you procrastinate, that choice whether to go on the left on autopilot or go on the right path. And I know that you will choose right for you. So when you are ready, you can take a deep breath in and exhale and open your eyes. And we already are at the end of the show. It was great having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for asking questions. Thank you, James. And until next time, I'm your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub. Stay empowered and take very good care of yourself.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.